This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The president of Colombia was at the White House today defending his human rights record and a controversial amnesty program aimed at ending decades of war in his country. U.S. lawmakers have warned Alvaro Uribe not to offer amnesty to drug lords that run right-wing paramilitaries. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
President Uribe, who is in the U.S. to speak at the United Nations General Assembly, was granted a last-minute meeting at the White House today.
La lucha contra esa mezcla de terrorismo y narcóticos.
The Colombian president said he spoke to President Bush about efforts to fight the mix of terrorism and drugs in his country. The White House meeting was a sign of continued U.S. support for Uribe, whose country has received hundreds of millions of dollars in U.S. aid. But during his swing through Washington, Uribe faced some tough questions from members of Congress. California Democrat Tom Lantos raised concerns about Uribe's amnesty program for right-wing paramilitaries that enter peace talks with the government.
It would allow some horrendous criminals who are responsible for importing vast quantities of cocaine into the United States basically to go scot-free and obtain justice for the payment of cash.
Lanto said he and other members of Congress had a candid discussion with Uribe about this and repeated U.S. concerns that the Colombian army has failed to break its links to right-wing paramilitaries known as the AUC. The AUC is on the State Department's terrorism list and is notorious for human rights violations and drug trafficking. Lanto says he pressed Uribe to arrest and extradite two AUC leaders wanted by the U.S. Justice Department.
We are demanding extradition. He countered by saying that he has extradited 94 individuals, and I emphasize that the ringleaders have not yet been extradited.
Uribe did his best to calm the congressional outrage. When he spoke to the United Nations General Assembly yesterday, he held out the possibility of amending the amnesty bill, but speaking through an interpreter, he stood by the principle of it.
I understand the concern raised by offering alternative sentences for grave crimes. But in a context of 30,000 terrorists, it must be understood that a definitive peace is the best justice for a nation in which several generations have never gone through a single day without experiencing an act of terrorism.
President Uribe was also on the defensive about recent comments he made about human rights groups. In a speech in early September, he called some non-governmental groups defenders of terrorism. Uribe backed off that kind of talk during his U.S. trip and got a public pat on the back from Secretary of State Colin Powell.
I am convinced that he is committed to the highest standards of human rights, and that's what he said in his speech, and it's the way I have seen him operate in the time that we have worked together.
Colombia remains one of the largest recipients of U.S. aid. Much of it goes to protect an oil pipeline that left-wing rebels frequently attack. Uribe's meetings in Washington were aimed at ensuring continued support. He did take another step to please the Bush administration. Colombia joined some 65 other nations in agreeing to protect Americans from ever facing trial at the new International Criminal Court. Countries that don't sign such immunity deals could lose U.S. military aid, and that's something Uribe couldn't afford to do. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.